British homeowners facing a dilemma this month as interest base rate was kept at 0.5% for the 27th consecutive month. Economists and money markets can't agree what lies ahead. Is it worth gambling with the unknown future of the base rate? Mark, what does the research show about remortgages in our area?
Well, research recently done by the Cambridge Building Society has shown that there's well over 100,000 people in the Cambridgeshire area who have a mortgage, and approximately two-thirds of those mortgages are on a variable rate, which means that as and when interest rates start to move upwards, then people's interest rates and therefore their monthly payments will start to rise in line with that. So clearly, there are a number of people who are potentially exposed to greater pressure on their household budgets and greater strains on their ability to meet their mortgage payments in an affordable way.
How likely is it that the base rate will go up this year?
It depends on which economic commentators you choose to listen to and take the advice of. There are really disparate views at the moment as to how quickly rates will start to rise. I think the only thing that is certain is that it's a question of when and not if. Clearly, a bank base rate of 0.5% that we've had for over 2 years now is unsustainable in the longer term for the economy, and rates have to start to rise to more normal levels. But as I say, it depends on who you listen to and when those rate rises will happen and not if. I think the concerning thing at the moment is that almost on a weekly basis, the sentiment is changing from one extreme to another. One week it's rate rises will happen this year, and then the next week the view is that maybe it won't be until next year. I think the important thing, though, for mortgage homeowners and for mortgage borrowers is that when rates do start to rise, they will start to rise fairly regularly and fairly steeply. And it may be that that the door's already been closed on some of the competitive deals that are available at the moment for people to fix their outgoings and protect themselves from those increases.
Is it going to be of any benefit to anybody to remortgage, though? Because it's a bit of a faff, isn't it?
It depends. Depends on how your particular circumstances are in relation to the remortgaging process. For most people, it's actually quite a simple process. It's a question of talking to your local lender. It's a question of explaining your circumstances and moving across. You know, at the moment, there's a number of providers out there, of which the Cambridge Building Society is one, who are offering a fee-free remortgage. So we're taking away a lot of the upfront costs of that are incurred in actually going through the remortgage process. And I think the aim that we have, as all lenders do, is to make the whole process as smooth and as easy as possible. I think you'll find that a number of your listeners who have remortgaged in the past would say that actually it's quite a painless process to go through.
People do get worried about second-guessing the market. I mean, nobody's got a crystal ball. Nobody can tell which way we're going to go, can they?
No, absolutely not. And I'm certainly one of those people. I don't have a crystal ball either, so I'm not going to sort of second-guess, other than to say that, as I mentioned earlier, rates have to rise at some point in the future. We cannot continue in an economic environment where this currently artificially low base rate is the norm. And I guess that's also one of the concerns that we have at the moment, is that people who have had the benefit of the lower rates for the last 2 years have got used to that, and they've got used to reduced payments, and it becomes almost the norm, so that when rates do start to rise, it will be putting a real strain on people's household budgets.
Do you know what the average mortgage payment is for people a month in Cambridgeshire?
It varies, obviously. In terms of average payments, you're talking of about £600-£700, but it obviously depends on what mortgage you're actually on at any given time, and clearly what the rate is.
And yes, and so any rise on that, like 0.5% rise on that, would obviously depend on what your rate is to start with.
Exactly, and it's then the frequency of those rises thereafter, because I think there's a common sentiment that once rates do start to rise, then there'll be, albeit fairly small incremental steps, but they will be fairly consistent in terms of the way in which the rates will increase.
Thanks, Mark. I don't know whether you've cheered me up or not, to be honest with you.
Sorry about that.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.